You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio with me, David Hogg, the host of A Little Alternative, and I'm sitting outside with Static Union.
Hello,
how's it going?
What's happening?
How are
we? Hi, I'm Sean. I play the rhythm guitar and I do the lead vocals.
I'm Liam and I play the bass, slap the bass.
I'm James and I play guitar.
I'm Cameron and I'm the drummer man.
So you've just released your next two singles, Last Resort and Last of Our Kind. What was it like to get that out there finally after so long to get it released?
Yeah, great. We actually we recorded them in James's gaff, and they were basically originally meant to be demos, but we were like pleasantly surprised by how well they came out, and then me and Julian from Transfer mixed them, and Pete Mayer mastered them as well, and they sort of elevated them. They, level that we were really happy with.
With the two singles coming out rather than just like one song, could that be a teaser of like an album or an EP or maybe a more complete selection of songs?
We're taking it one step at a time. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got enough tracks to do so, but I guess maybe be a bit naive to do this.
We're just waiting for the timing, to be right.
Making an album is a slog.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's an absolute
slog.
It's a slip.
Yeah. With, you know, the rise of Spotify and Apple Music, all the music's much more accessible than it was. So do you think that alternative music and maybe heavier styles of music's making a comeback?
Yeah, I mean, if it's never dead, you know, like people are writing heavy music and alternative music and still doing well. So like, I feel like it's a myth that it'll died.
What is alternative is changing rapidly. You know, a few years, maybe 10 or 20 years ago, a band like us would not be considered too alternative because there's all sorts of music fairly similar to that going on back then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Stuff like The X Factor is constantly churning out more and more artists at like a breakneck pace. Is it harder for like a band, particularly coming out of Scotland with a small population, to sort of break through the mould?
I think the volume of rubbish that is thrown out by, you know, stuff like The X Factor and you know, Simon Cowell, all that kind of schmaltzy rubbish, kind of concentrates people who don't like that into a tight-knit group, because that stuff's thrown down your throat anywhere you go. You can't go anywhere without hearing some single from whatever X Factor guy is currently popular. I loved a few years ago when Rage Against the Machine
campaigned
against who was it? Was it Joe McKelvey?
Joe McKelvey, who was actually quite good, one of the better. But
I must say though, Shane Ward, That's My Goal, is like, it's a classic, so
playing a sort of charity gig like this, Oxfam, what does that mean to you guys, to not only get your names out there but to support a good cause?
Yeah, it's great. We've been asked a number of times to play Oxjam, and we've never hesitated to play it.
Yeah, we played Firewater for Oxjam Festival last year, and we also played at the Oxjam stage at Mugstock Festival in the summer.
I've been in Firewater once. Rough night. Firewater was the night that I discovered Absinthe.
That is
an error of judgment on your part.
That is unfortunate.
Yep.
No one likes Absinthe, like, really. Apart from sort of 20th century French poets.
So yeah, Static Union, your new songs, Last Resort and Last of Our Kind, are out now, available Spotify, everywhere.
Anywhere and anywhere. Why don't we ask you a question?
If you would like to ask me a question, then go for it.
So, A Little Alternative is a radio show. How do you feel your impact on radio in general will come about?
I like to play the music that I really enjoy, and I hope that can feed on to other people, and with bands like yourself, who were my first ever Band of the Month.
Ah,
privilege.
We really appreciate that.
Yeah, cheers. That's very noble.
I like to think that I can, from this, build up my show's platform to introduce people to new music that they'll enjoy.
Cool.
Well, good for you, man.
You're playing the Music for Youth proms in Royal Albert Hall in November?
Yes. Yeah.
What's it like to play in a venue like that?
It's exciting.
That must be great.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. It's a big room.
A bit massive.
Massive
yeah,
room.
Yeah, it's a big room.
Yeah.
We like big rooms. As far as rooms go, the bigger ones are generally better.
Nervous at all?
Oh, not yet. No doubt.
Maybe yeah. on the day.
Yeah, yeah, just wait till 5 minutes before you go on stage.
He's the resident sort of nervy guy.
Yeah. Just be like, just not in the big build up to gigs, but you know, shortly prior.
Yep.
It kind of kicks in a little bit, but then it turns into adrenaline.
A little bit of biology there.
Much more excitement.
Fantastic. So, Static Union, where can listeners of A Little Alternative find you?
Yeah, Spotify, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube,
Instagram. That old classic.
Yeah, you'll find us in the hearts and minds of the generation.
As always, I've been your host, David Hogg, and you've been listening to this interview with Static Union on RNIB Connect Radio. Woo!